Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jason Longshore about to be a very, he's a man of many podcasts anyway, and he's about to be a very busy man because the Hawks play their final regular season game of the year, final preseason game of the year tonight at home at State Farm Arena. 7 o'clock tip against the Heat, tickets at Hawks.com and live on Sports Radio 92 on the game with Steve Holman beginning at 6:30. And that is the No Swag Shop podcast that is going to be revving back up. And, of course, you have all of his duties with Atlanta United. And every time I turn around, Jason, by the way, joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. WaveFord is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Every time I turn around, there's some tweet of Jason Longshore. Where were you, Chattanooga the other day or something? I mean,
yeah, I was in Chattanooga last night for a watch party for the U.S. men's national team, hanging out with the Chattanooga Red Wolves at their beautiful new stadium. If you've driven between Atlanta and Nashville, you've seen it from the interstate. The giant video board is over there. Very cool venue coming up, and they're starting to develop players in the North Georgia area as well, in Dalton. So exciting times up in that neck of the woods.
All right. I know Chattanooga really well. I lived there for a number of years. And I just drove through not long ago, about a month ago, but I missed it. Where is it in town? Is it downtown?
Eastridge.
Eastridge.
It's on the
okay.
Georgia side of it. Yeah, it's on okay. the Eastridge, like exit one.
So off 75. I got you. Not off 24. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start looking for it. Yeah, I'll look for it the next time. All right, right there at the Eastridge. Yeah, that's a state line, when you cross the state line, as soon as you hit the state line.
Yep.
All right, go 75 North. Last night, United States men's team in Columbus gave up a sloppy early goal to Costa Rica, and then managed to fight their way, claw their way back, got a Galaza from Dest, and then a really good strike from Weah to win the game 2-1. It wasn't the prettiest game, but they got the win. How important was this win?
The win was huge because the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying table was a little complicated coming in. I think we did start to get some clarity by the end of the night last night. Mexico went to El Salvador, got a win. The U.S. get their win at home. Canada struggled, gave up an early goal to Panama, came back. It took them a while, but they broke through late and ended up winning 4-1. Three goals late in the second half. So that triumvirate that we kind of thought would dominate this run has by the end of the night. But you look early, and you look at that point where Costa Rica has the lead, Panama has the lead in Canada, and things were a little crazy in the table. And if things had gone against the U.S., then you're fighting it out the rest of the way. And the second half of the qualifying schedule is not going to be easy, especially the last window for the U.S. where they have to go to Mexico and they end at Costa Rica. The U.S. has to pick up their points at home. They did in this one. They got it done. I'm with you. It wasn't pretty. You know, I'm not taking anything away like, oh, they figured out how to play. Oh, you know, this is going to be the 11, no questions asked. But they bounced back. They showed some strength to come back from giving up an awful goal to start. Dest showed his quality, and they showed a little bit of depth in this round of games. Without Christian Pulisic, without Gio Reyna, they were able to get two wins out of three. You take it, you move on, you expect it to be better, and you have a huge test in November with Mexico coming to Cincinnati.
In the game last night, if you didn't see it, there was a play in the second half where Miles Robinson uncharacteristically made a really sloppy mistake and gave on the sloppy mistake, kind of, halfway between the top of the goal and midfield, and gave away a free ball to a free runner on Costa Rica for a breakaway. And Miles, he chewed up field to get back and made a phenomenal tackle to end it. How did you view that play? I mean, you could view it like, Miles, what are you doing? And, oh, my God, Miles, what a play.
Yes, both. I mean, the thing that Miles Robinson is blessed with is his recovery. You know, he is getting better. It seems like every game where his passing is better, his positioning is better. But what he's been able to rely on at times where those two things have let him down, whether it's, you know, not reading the play, not being, you know, touch tight to the attacker where he can reach out and grab him, or the guy gets a little bit of space. Miles has that closing speed, like really very few in the world, and he's able to make up for mistakes. His passing has dramatically improved. I think a lot of people nationally and even internationally still point to, he's not good enough with the ball at his feet. I think he is, but he does, as every player does when you're building out of the back, he does make some mistakes from time to time. The good thing is he's able to fix them typically. He just got to be cleaner. One thing that is a little different that can be tough for players who are coming into a system like what Greg Berhalter wants to do is he doesn't always think of the national team setup and the tactics like we see a lot of national team managers, where it's pretty simplified because, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time to train with these guys. He gets them in for this window, especially. They played three games in a week. You know, he might have one regular training session before that starts. The rest of it is recovery and prep for games. You're not able to actually like work through patterns of play, but Greg Berhalter wants them to play like a club team and have those patterns of play that are different than you have at the club level. So it can be difficult sometimes, and those mistakes will happen where you're used to movement coming at your club game that you play every day. He's used to Alan Franco making that move, Anton Walks making that move, getting into that space. They're not there. He delivers the ball where he's used to seeing it every day, day in and day out with Atlanta United. It falls apart at the national team level. Sometimes I think maybe the tactics with the U.S. are a little too complicated. They need to simplify it.
Jason Longshore, Man of Many Podcasts, Hawks in a moment. First to Atlanta United, big game Saturday, six games to go. You're on the road in Toronto. No Miles, I'm guessing, after what last night and what have – saw I don't know if you saw it. You may have. You see everything, Jason. All the social media, Joseph at the Braves game the other night. Where do we stand on Miles and Joseph's availability for this game? What do you expect?
Joseph did not go with the Venezuelan national team. He is training, but he's training to the side. He's day-to-day right now because, frankly, he's probably going to be day-to-day the rest of the season. You know, I don't expect the knee soreness to go away between now and the rest of the season. With six games coming up in 3 weeks for Atlanta United, it's going to be a crowded schedule. So I think a lot of the work that Joseph does is to recover from games and to prepare for the next game and see what he can give. I'm not expecting six starts out of him in six games. I just don't think that's going to be possible. But you're going to want to maximize the impact of the minutes that he can deliver. And that's going to be down to Gonzalo Pineda to kind of schedule that out and have to adjust to the situations on the fly. I think Miles Robinson not playing in Panama on the weekend helps him. It's a Wednesday to Saturday turn. So what he's about to start doing with Atlanta United. So it is possible. I think the good thing about center back with Atlanta United is you do have depth, and George Campbell has stepped up and delivered when called upon. There's also the possibility of playing four in the back, so only playing two center backs. That could be Anton Walks and Alan Franco, or George Campbell factoring into that as well. So if Miles needs a break, they can give him a break. Bello didn't play a ton over the international break, so I think he's fine to come back in on Saturday. Ronald Hernandez is the other one that I don't expect for Saturday because he will be with the Venezuelan national team tonight as they're in action in CONMEBOL and South American World Cup qualifying. I just don't think logistically he's going to be able to get back in time to make the trip to Toronto. Atlanta has Brooks Lennon, and they've got cover there. But they're facing a Toronto team that, look, has been poor this season, but they've won three of their last four, and they drew the other one. They're unbeaten in four. They've put it together here lately. And I think a lot of that is down to improved defensive play, which has been a huge issue for them all season, but also for them getting back to a midfield trio in Michael Bradley and Jonathan Osorio and Marky Delgado that is very good and has played together for a number of years, 4 or 5+ years. They know each other inside and out. They can control games. I think Atlanta's midfield with Santiago Sosa and whoever else is paired up, and that's a big question mark coming in, they're going to have to outplay Toronto's midfield to control the match.
Jason Longshore, Man of Many Podcasts, of course, Stoppage Time, very popular, and the No Swag Shop is continuing to grow in popularity. And to your Hawks hat here, final preseason game of the year. We'll talk with our injury expert, Will Carroll, in the next hour, Jason, and get the updates here. But your sense here that any reason to push Trae Young tonight, you want to get DeAndre Hunter into the mix. You're a week away from the opener. It's the final preseason game of the year. How do you handle it if you're Coach McMillan tonight?
I think if there's any questions at all about these guys tonight, you don't see them. I don't think you have to force anything here. It's a long season. You know, you're more worried about any long-term absences that they could have, and you don't need to aggravate anything. It's a preseason game. It's not critical. This group, this core has been together, so you're not still trying to build that chemistry as some teams would really, you know, maybe want to get somebody out there, maybe push it a little bit. I think you're playing it safe. I think tonight it's all about playing it safe and preparing for the upcoming year. I'm still really excited about Sharif Cooper and what he can give this team potentially. I'm excited about getting Hunter and Reddish into this group, as you know, we didn't see them last year on a regular basis. In a year where, you know, you didn't have any big acquisitions, those two guys are those acquisitions. And to get them into this mix, I can't wait to see what this season turns into. I think you and I have talked about it, John. Like, this is the most excitement that I can honestly remember going into a Hawks season ever. Yeah. I don't have another comparison.
It compares maybe to Dominique in the late 80s and that team. But, this still is bigger than that. Jason, as always, do appreciate it. Thanks very much for taking the time. Appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks, John.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.